This is Corey.
This is Patricia.
This is Corey and Patricia. Patricia, welcome to the episode of our podcast.
We're talking.
It's been a while, sweetie.
Yes, it's been a minute.
So, this is Thursday, March the 7th. So, how you been doing?
I've been doing okay. I mean, I'm getting back.
We gotta work out the kinks because we haven't used these microphones and this setup for so long.
Yeah.
I think we gotta go to using one microphone, one of them, because this is. Till we get some things to work with a laptop.
Much fun. Right.
Mm-hmm. What you been up to lately?
Nothing. Just doing studying, school, and work.
Same thing. No, not
and
studying.
You? Huh?
Just work. Cool. How you feel getting back to this podcast?
I'm nervous and just over here wondering how long we're going to be on.
Well, not long. We got these kinks, man. So what's in the news, man? Let's just start.
We are so not prepared. We just...
You want to do it.
Freezing by. And, you know, so we just... If we end a little early, just...
We just hadn't done this setup in a while.
Right. Right.
So I had to update the program on the computer. I was like...
I know. Oh my God,
who just? So, we're hoping it don't sound too off though. Mine may sound a little louder for some reason. I can't remember the secret we had last time.
Yeah, why
don't
I look like my microphone look like that? It looks all tight.
They both been in the closet for months.
Well, how come yours look well put together and mine don't?
I don't know. I ain't well put together. They both been in the closet. I want to buy one microphone for us to use till we get this straightened out. It may work better. Yeah. It may even sound better.
Right. Which so, is cool.
What you been up to?
Nothing. Just.
Well, so what's in the news?
It's a lot going on in the news, actually. It is. So, we're going to start off with.
It's election season.
Yeah, most definitely.
I think Nikki Haley. I don't know. Did she just?
Yeah, she dropped out. She really. Yeah, she did. I read.
Yeah, she wasn't really winning anything. I think she won a DC primary. You know.
Yeah.
I don't think she was going to beat Trump. I think she was staying in to hope something happened. You know, maybe you know be allowed to run.
What do you mean? Like.
You know how people. Well, they always do that in every election. They always got one candidate that's winning and the other one will stay on and try to get delegates and maybe a speaking spot at the convention.
Mm-hmm.
But when, so, you know, he being a former president, and he lost, it was still a fairly close election.
Right.
So he's going to probably more get the nomination again anyway.
A lot of people don't want Trump in their office.
So it's going to be, I guess, a rematch. And one thing about it, I'll just read, we hadn't had a rematch in the president's contest in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a rematch.
How you feel about Trump?
I don't feel about nobody about why any of them really. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get too emotional about any of these guys. Everybody had to vote for themselves or whatever their situation is, how they want to vote.
Right.
I don't look at either one of them. They're just, you know what I mean? I don't know. You already know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Life is like a box of chocolate.
You never know where you're going. So, yeah. I got to talk a little high, baby, your side, because looking low over there.
Really? I told you I was like well put together.
No, it ain't that. It's just we haven't done it this way in a while.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to talk.
Well, this is just like a little quick.
Yeah, if you say you want to do one. Yeah. I've been doing a, I call them podcast shorts, but I just may say whatever's in the news for that day or that week.
Yeah, you guys have been doing it without me.
And I just threw it. That's been like a minute long. Minutes long. What's going on in the news? Just to keep it still going. I don't want to be like 8 months and we ain't put nothing out.
Yeah.
So every couple of weeks I put these shorts out. I'm sitting there kicking the microphone because you got the room in here.
Tripping it.
You got no room. You got that thing right there. And I should have pushed
you
that
over. You don't want it in here.
I should have pushed that over. So I'm kicking the microphone. And I know I got a lot of noise in it.
I don't need a hack.
I'll get one tomorrow. And I don't want to do no editing because I'm tired. Just got off work.
Yeah. It might be quick tonight, but
we're
just
kind of
testing it back out.
Mm-hmm.
So, we getting back on the scene.
Yeah. I'm still going to be doing them podcast shows so I can keep the content coming. I ain't even putting none on Instagram. I just started back on our podcast Facebook page. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it was automatically uploaded. Something happened. I think when it used to be, what's the name of that company? Anchor. Spotify bought them and they changed the name to Podcast. Mm-hmm. Podcast something?
Yeah.
It's not Anchor anymore. So when that happened, I was on the page and they stopped. It used to be a connection with YouTube, not YouTube, Facebook, but it would automatically upload our podcast.
Yeah. Don't do that now?
Nah, I went to our podcast page. That stuff was old. It would upload. I guess when the name changed, something happened. So I went back to start it. All the old episodes, you know, just put the links.
Yeah.
I thought long I ain't been on the page. Stop updating. I ain't even noticed. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been putting anything on our Instagram either. So just start getting back and putting those things up.
Yeah. I mean, we just try to get back into the routine.
Yeah. Easter coming up. We got Easter, we got my anniversary coming up.
Easter anniversary,
that's
a lot of planning.
Not really. Been planning. Not really. Just go out,
pick
a place to go. You really got to plan that. I know, you're saying this. Yeah. What else we got coming up in the next couple months? Birthday's coming up. Spring is around the corner.
Yeah.
It's been nice here in South Carolina.
When time change?
Next week? Part of this week.
So it's going to get like...
Spring forward.
So it's going to get...
You know, the time go up an hour. So mm-hmm. Spring forward. March the 10th, so that's this week.
Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday night. Well, once they had like what, 2 o'clock. 1 or 2, then they had to jump forward.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be waking up feeling we're still a little sleepy because you're gonna lose an hour. But it's gonna be lighter outside, lighter outside. You know, it's getting that way now because we still have spring.
I like when it get lighter outside when I, you know, get ready to go to work.
Yeah. And you know, in the evening.
Yeah.
You can tell it's almost spring. Weather could be tricky though. Like it's been nice the last in a couple days. Like in the afternoon, well, it rained yesterday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. All day, man. It's supposed to rain when start tonight.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
It was nice today.
Yeah, very beautiful today.
I don't know what's up with the weather. Yeah, Sunday the 10th. Yeah. So it's spring for you. You've been waking up at 8. Thinking it's 8, but it'll be 9. Your body would be thinking it's 8, but it'll be 9 o'clock. We're also thinking about getting back in the gym. Like, we both haven't been working out. You know, we're working everything. Sometimes you just like... I thought people at work, they ain't been working out either. You know, you're busy, man. You just gotta make that time. You gotta be committed. It's like a commitment, like anything else.
Well, luckily, it's a new gym coming back in over here in this area. So, it's not Gold's Gym, but hey, it's a gym. And we're going to make efforts.
Oh, yeah.
To get in where we fit in, that, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
So, what else for the news? Huh? Going on in the news. Yeah, Puff Daddy going through some stuff.
Yeah.
I show you, man, that stuff coming from your heart. You ain't the only one to be not that wild.
Definitely not the only one.
He's the one in the news, man.
Yeah, but it's a lot more movie caught on. See, they have the JV too, so.
Okay, I was looking up the presidential rematches. The last one was 1956. Dwight Eisenhower versus Adel Stevenson. Dwight Eisenhower, of course, he won both of them. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Spin that. If this happened again, it'd be the 7th time in our history.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was in Dwight Howard, Adele, how you pronounce it? Stevenson was 1952 and 1956.
Right.
Before that, it was William McKinley versus William Jennings Bryan. And then McKinley was president twice, 1896 and 1900. And 1988. Grover Cleveland and Benjamin Harrison. I think they both were president. Let me see. Yeah, that Grover Cleveland. I think Benjamin Harris won in 1880. Defeated Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland won a rematch in 1892.
Mm-hmm.
So if Trump can win, it'll be the first time since 1892. The president got beat and come back the next year and win re-election. So Grover Cleveland and Benjamin Harrison both were president. Before that, another rematch with Martin Van Buren, who was a president, and William Harrison. William Harrison was president. That was in 1836 and 1840. Let me see. Oh, General William Harrison. I'm looking this up online. Then they both were president. Martin Van Buren and William Harrison. Martin won in 1836. William Harrison won the rematch in 1840. And before that, it was 1824-1828 between John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson. Well, there's other candidates, too. They both were presidents. I think Adams won the first time in 1824, and Andrew Jackson won that rematch in 18. That's another one. Before that was John Adams. So that must have been his dad and Thomas Jefferson. 1796 and 1800. That's way back then. Okay. John Adams won election in 1796. 4 years later, it was Thomas Jefferson won in 1800. So it has happened before, but it's. But it also happened a couple times with a winner won twice. So if they go again, Trump can reverse it. If not, if Biden will win, the rematch. Yes, that's happened before too, with the president won twice, like I read earlier with a. Adel Stevenson and General Dwight D. Eisenhower. He won twice. Beat Adel Stevenson twice. So it's a lot of history now. We'll see what happens this year. Anything, any sports? What's going on?
I don't want to talk about no sports.
How your weight loss thing? It's been a couple years since the surgery, so how everything been going?
It's going great. Really good. It's coming along, so I'm loving it. I am loving it.
Still having that thing, right? What? Still gotta, watch not to overeat, right?
Yeah. I still try to not to, but still.
Yeah. So why are we talking about this? I want to, just stay look out for our podcast, Corey and Patricia Talking. Look out for the podcast shorts, usually a minute or two, just about what's going on in the news. So, definitely keep those coming. Kind of stay in the loop and keep the podcast alive. Keep our podcast alive. And we're still here. It's going on with 3-4 years now. We started 2020.
Yeah.
We ain't been, it was cold. Everything was locked, so we shut down. So we was doing 2 and 3 a week.
Yeah.
That's like 2 and 3 a year. 2 or 3 every 2 months. Yeah. That's why I started doing the shorts more. Sometimes I get busy and forget about it. But, to keep things rolling. So what else is going on, baby?
That's it. I'm just going to go ahead and just try this out and get back in the group thing.
Okay. Any encouraging words for the folks out there?
Actually, keep striving to do better. Even if you fall, maybe, several times, still get back up. Keep striving to do better. Just keep going. Don't quit. Even if it's taking you like 7 years to not break, I guess, a habit or not break a, eating habit, different things like that. But keep going. And make sure you give all the glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Christ.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Anything else to add?
That's it.
Well, I want to thank y'all for joining us on this podcast. You might hear some bumps, some claps, some knee knocks in this, because I don't feel like editing this thing. I'm just going to try to clear it, clean it up a little bit, and just send it out. But once again, this is Corey.
This is Patricia.
This is Corey and Patricia Talking. And thank you. Y'all have a blessed week. See you later. Goodbye.